Section 3. You will hear a conversation between two students planning a research project. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 23. As you listen to the first part of the conversation, answer questions 21 to 23.
We'd better start planning our research project because we don't have much time left before it's due.
I know, only 3 more weeks.
Is that all? I thought we had more time than that. Well, let's get to work then.
Okay, so we agreed we're going to interview shoppers about their spending habits. Did we decide to conduct our interviews at the department store?
We haven't decided anything definitely yet, but I think the shopping mall would be a better place. We'd get more of a variety of shoppers there.
Yes, that's a good point. So let's do that. How many interviews did the professor say we had to complete?
She said at least 30. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, but if we divide it up between the two of us, that's just 15 each. That's not so bad.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 24 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 24 to 30.
Okay, so I guess we'd better start designing our questionnaire.
Well, we have to do some reading first, don't we? Didn't we say we were going to compare our results to the results of a government study?
Right, the government study about how the economic crisis has changed people's spending habits. We want to see if we get similar results.
Yes, so we'd better read that first and then design our questionnaire. Then I guess we'll be ready to go out and interview shoppers.
No, don't you remember? The professor said she had to approve our questionnaire first before we actually conducted the interviews.
Oh, right. So we'll get her approval and then conduct the interviews. I think it's Saturday would be the best day for the interviews because everyone's out shopping then.
Right. We'll do it on a Saturday then.
And let's also plan to get together the next day to analyse the results. It's best to do that while everything's fresh in our minds, don't you think?
Sure, that sounds like a good idea. Okay, so then we're going to have to present our results to the class. Do you have any ideas for that? It's an important part of our grade, so I think we should plan it well.
Well, I think the obvious thing is to prepare some charts showing our results and how they compare with the government study. That will help make the information a lot clearer to the class.
Right. Okay, so we'll draw up some charts of the results.
And then that's it. All that will be left to do is give the class presentation. Do you think we can be ready on time?
I sure hope so. Let's get started now.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.